I think what we need to understand is like, you are the only one who will be gifted with the vision in the beginning. And it's up to you to stay faithful enough to it long enough for it to deliver the rest of the pieces.
A boss babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. I am really hoping you're enjoying these mini episodes because we're able to pull from all of our previous episodes that did so well, some of the nuggets that I feel like you need to hear again. I know I need to hear them again. And it's giving me so much motivation. I love that I can just throw them on when I'm getting ready, driving in the car. So I hope you're enjoying them. We're prepping right now for a new season with so many interviews. And so this is giving us the space to be able to still create two episodes a week for you guys and be recording a ton of new content. So let me know what you think. Leave us a review. It means the world and really supports the podcast. And DM me. My DMs are always open at I'm Natalie. Let me know what kind of topic you want me to cover, what kind of guests you want me to have on the podcast. And if you have any specific recommendations, send them my way. With that, let's dive in.
I'm in a place that maybe some of your people, maybe they're about to hit it. Maybe they won't hit it for like 5 years and maybe they'll never hit it, but I think that they will. And it's the place where you start accomplishing in your life. So you start checking off these things that you want to do. And all of a sudden you're going to find, because I know who your women are that listen, they're going to find that they check all the boxes. In 2017, after I wrote my book, I did the thing. I went on the, 12 or 15 city tour. I don't remember, but I did the thing. Like I had done the things that I had put on my to-do list of life. And what I didn't realize is I didn't plan past that book. And I didn't think about like what I really want in the grand scheme. And I loved writing and I loved speaking, except in my day-to-day life, what that looked like was a lot of alone time, being lonely on the road, going and speaking on stage and then going to my hotel room because I'm exhausted and like not going and socializing after. And you're doing a lot of work by yourself. I didn't have a partner. I have my partner, my husband, Chris, but like he's doing his own business as well. And so I was finding that I wasn't living a life daily that I loved. I had these like major highlight moments, but if you would look at the grand scheme of like my months leading up to them, I felt kind of isolated and lonely. And it's not because I didn't have a social life, but what I wanted was to be working with someone, like collaborating with someone, and not just someone, I wanted to be collaborating with people. I wanted to look on my calendar on Monday and be like, oh, hell yes. Like, I can't wait to like talk to her. I can't wait to go podcast in person with them. I can't wait to, collaborate and create business ideas and, do the hard stuff together. Even if it's, because business is always hard. It just is. There's a lot of hard things about business. Don't you want to do that with someone? Don't you want to go through that with someone? And it makes it actually fun, So when I had that realization, I thought, if I write another book, if I do more speaking, it wasn't lighting me up. Like I couldn't get that like soul lifted feeling, like I couldn't feel light around any of those ideas. And it wasn't exciting me. I felt terrible that it wasn't exciting me. I'm sure I can relate to people where you're like, oh my God, I like don't even know what I should be doing. And that's when I really started. Our friends have this thing, Rob and Kim Murgatroyd, called Stupid Idea Time. And Chris and I play Stupid Idea Time all the time when we're in a situation.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass.
Like this. Okay, stupid idea time, which means obviously anything goes, right? Oh my gosh, I went through so many ideas. I was like, okay, I want to have this place called Brunch, and it serves only brunch, but there's like speakers and all these women, and you get dressed up. So it's like Kentucky Derby style, and you have champagne and networking. And it was going to be, this was right before COVID, right? It was going to be like an actual place. And that was fun because I played with that one for a while. And the more that you play with it, what happens is I could see why I wouldn't like it. I was like, what would my day today look like in that? What would, you know, what were the tasks that I would need to be doing? How would this look? So that's why stupid idea time is so powerful, is it lets you play the idea fully, all the good parts, and then all of the not so good parts also start coming, like, yeah, but then there's this and there's that. And you can do, you know, you can do this with a friend if you want to go on walks. You can do it on the phone if you're like, hey, let's just meet for stupid idea time. And just, it is amazing. We start our meetings like that. Like we just, it's the most empowering thing because it allows everybody to come with like the wildest ideas. And we know that the wildest, craziest ideas, like there's usually one in that pile that you're like, that's not so crazy. Like that makes total sense. Like this would be freaking awesome. I truly believe ideas come like, I always share this. Like, I think it's like IKEA. Like you go to IKEA and you like see the vision of the kitchen or the living room and you're like, yes, that's what I want. But then you go home and it like comes in like pieces and phases. One day, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this was the piece that is like going to either set it apart or change it. So many people, I think when they start with an idea, it's easy to write yourself off because you're like, I don't know. I don't know what would make it different. Or I'm not sure. Oh, that's hard. I don't know about that. Oh my gosh. You guys, it's the easiest thing to do and the hardest thing to do. Meaning it's simple in terms of Google was my best friend. I think what we need to understand is like, you are the only one who will be gifted with the vision in the beginning. And it's up to you to stay faithful enough to it long enough for it to deliver the rest of the pieces. A big part of this is my husband had started investing. He got really interested in investing in different companies. So I think at this point we're invested in like 10 different startups. So at the time I started Light Pink, I think we were invested in 4. And so I was kind of starting to sit in on these conversations. I used to zone it out, right? Because I have the story, I'm bad with numbers. So like I kind of would just sit there and and be interested, but not really understand it. And I had this realization after I'm listening to my husband and his friends talk about this $300 million exit of a guy I'm sitting next to. And then, you know, this guy over here is talking about wanting to do a $1 billion exit. And I was like, I'm not having these conversations with my girlfriends. We're having conversations of, I don't know if I can sustain this, like I'm successful, or yes, maybe, you know, maybe we're lucky enough to do 7-figure launches or whatever that looks like through the year. And that's a big goal, right? Like that's a lot of years of work. And many people are lucky to even get there. We know the percentages are fairly small on that. I think it's totally doable and possible. I mean, like more than anything, but at the same time, I know a lot of my girlfriends were getting burnt out was just like, I don't know if I can continue this over and over and over without another opportunity in their head in sight. And so I was sitting at that table going, wow, I wonder if they knew how to do this or sat in on these conversations, if they would be choosing to continue to stay in that cycle or if they would be starting to think of a different opportunity. And so that is when I just had this moment of like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I think that I could at least start to learn and bring this conversation over here. So I actually started asking those men at the table, and I'm so grateful for them because they held the door open for me. They were patient with me. They taught me so much about investing. One of the guys, Bill Glazer, literally was such a mentor for me. He was like on text or speed dial whenever I had a question about how to raise money or how to structure something or what do I do in this situation or what if they're doing this or how would I format this like contract or what could this look like? What is even possible? Is this possible? So, you know, it was messy. It still is so messy, but I think that's what I want people to know is like, I was so afraid. Oh my God. I mean, like every single day I was so afraid, but I was also so excited at this concept of the potential of opening these new opportunities, not only for me, but for everybody who got involved.